Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
We can get this started with Matt Kawahara.
Hey, Matt. You talked earlier in camp when you got here, obviously, about some of the work that you've done with your swing over the offseason. Do you see that work translating into some of the results that you're seeing through the first few games?
Yeah. I've gotten to a couple pitches early that I really wasn't handling well last year, so it's good to get out here and kind of see those results and in some live action. On some pitches and where my swing isn't where I like it, I'm not getting to. So it's been good to be able to go out and put the barrel on a couple.
What are the what was it about the pitches that you weren't able to get to last season?
It's those mainly the inside pitches. With where I was at last year and kind of in general, when I'm struggling, I can't get to the pitch and keep it fair. But the past few games, I've had a couple inside pitches. Yesterday, double I hit at Salt River that were kind of inside part of the plate, maybe even a little in, and I was able to work my hands well to get to it and keep it fair. So, it's early, but this is one of the best I've felt coming into spring, and having results early, I'm sure is a big part of it. But yeah, feeling good.
Vince.
Good morning, Matt. You're certainly one of the most shifted players in the league. It's something that you wake up out of bed and there's a bunch of people on to your right. What's your process these days about that, handling that, not letting it potentially kind of fester in your approach and when you stand in the box to be comfortable?
Yeah, listen, the shift is I've kind of always been the same about it. If they're completely open to leaving a bunt, I'm probably going to try to bunt here and there. There's times where you try to maybe pick and choose and shoot one the other way. But for the most part, I'm in there to drive the ball, and the situation's going to dictate whether I can bunt or not. If I'm getting shifted, a lot of times I'm getting pounded inside pitches. So there's a lot of factors that go into it, but for the most part, I stay pretty true with it. I want to hit the ball where it's pitched. So if I'm getting the ball away, I'm going to try to go with it and see if I can find a hole. And other than that, look for something I can drive.
Would you share any opinions about the way the shift is today, and maybe your opinion on, while the shift probably is going to stay, there's some ways that would make it fairer for a guy that could hit the ball 95 miles an hour on a line and somebody's playing Rover and he makes the catch on what was been a base hit before?
Yeah, I mean, I think they can go a couple ways with it. I think you could do everybody on the dirt or, two guys on each side of second base, if they make changes to it. I've become accustomed to it now. That's just normal defense for me when I'm at the plate. It's part of the game. It's obviously defense adapted to get guys out. It'll be interesting to see if and what is done with the shifts in years to come.
Shana.
Hey, Matt. A few weeks ago, you mentioned that you were looking at your swing over the offseason, that it was a little too horizontal. What about the adjustments that you've made have made it a little easier to get to the inside pitches?
Yeah, so pretty much it was, kind of goes hand in hand with what I was saying earlier. My bat was a little too flat. Just to be able to get to that inside pitch, I'd really work around my body, when I'm spinning is when I'm not doing well. It's when I roll over balls to the the right side and ground out, and that good vertical bat and clean path, you know, gives me a chance to be able to work still through the ball and be able to drive it instead of kind of just, you know, getting on top of it and getting to the pitch, not, you know, doing anything with it. So, it's been good, like I said, to be able to see it. And, you know, I feel like my timing and my rhythm is in a good spot, for this early on.
Matt Kawahara.
Little different topic, but yesterday there was an announcement that California is going to allow fans back in the stadium starting opening day. Just what's your reaction to the possibility of playing in front of fans at the Coliseum again?
You never know what to expect nowadays with what's going to happen, but I was pretty shocked and happy that we're going to have people in the stands on opening day. I don't know if it was just me or what, but I kind of mentally counted that out. But yeah, it's going to be sweet. Hopefully we can get as many people as we can in there, obviously be safe about it and everything. But, you know, being able to have a little energy in the Coliseum is going to be nice again.
You guys got pretty good at sort of winging throws at the cutouts last year in between innings. You're going to have to keep in mind that those are real people now.
Yeah, we'll dial it back and take a little juice off of it.
Vince.
Matt, it's been about a week of games. Seen a lot of young pitching so far with most of the regulars back over at Fitch. What's your sense of the overall vibe on how the first week of games have gone?
Yeah, it's gone well. It's the first week. Everybody's getting back into it. We've had, I know we got some of the main rotation guys who haven't really gone out there yet, but we've seen them throwing around here in live BPs and stuff, and everybody's looking good. Everybody's healthy, which is more important. And this early on, getting the work in and building up to that first game.
And your impressions of being in game situations with Elvis Short, and then also what's your counterpart on the other corner did yesterday, just kind of reminding everybody how special a player he can be.
Yeah, just coming off his first game off hip surgery and jumping right on SportsCenter on the top 10. That's what he does. I think we've all grown accustomed to that. But it was good to play with Elvis yesterday too. Obviously, he had a big lineup in there yesterday with a lot of guys who will be in there. So it was cool to get that feel around the dugout, and, you know, because we haven't been able to, if you're not playing, you don't go. So it's been kind of hit or miss with seeing guys and being in the dugout with guys. So to be in there and kind of get a feel for what it's going to be like in the season, it was cool.
Okay. Thank you, Matt.
Yep. Thanks, guys.